This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And let's not forget our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi drivers, and the bus drivers, too, moving Americans all around the country. Thank you for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch. Website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today, Kyle, is a day where the president and the first lady will be going to Dayton. I'm not sure if they're going. I think they're going to Dayton first and then to El Paso. Is that the way you understand it?
I believe so, yes.
All right. And, of course, that's where the mass shootings took place over the weekend, claimed more than 30 lives, injured dozens more. Now, the president yesterday said, "We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives." Now, I want you to listen to the El Paso mayor, who there's been a lot of fake news out there about whether or not he's going to be welcome in El Paso, and Beto ran his mouth yesterday. And Beto needs just to go back to his house, sit down, and shut up. He doesn't matter anymore. So here's what we heard yesterday from the mayor of El Paso.
Now let me cover one other item that you will ask about. President Trump called me yesterday. He was very gracious in the call. You all know of my history with the president as I've defended El Paso. He was very gracious, offered to help in any way he could, and it was a brief call and nothing overly specific. I made no request at that time. I said, we're waiting to see what settles. He's coming out here on Wednesday. And I want to clarify for the political spin that this is.
Whoops. Well, I don't know what that was that came in there, but hang on just a second, because what he was saying was extremely important to the matter, the scheme of things. And it was what it was there. So let me see if I can. There we go.
Duty. I will ask President Trump to support our efforts with any and all federal resources that are available. Our recovery is no small task. Together we will rise out of this tragedy, and I'm here to ensure that we receive every state and federal resource that is available to us that we need. I will continue to challenge any harmful and inaccurate statements made about El Paso. We will not allow anyone to portray El Paso in a manner that is not consistent with our history and values. Throughout our community, Bienvenidos is displayed for all our guests and visitors. It is a message that has defined our community for over 350 years. I will not allow this evil senseless act of violence to change what our community represents.
Now, Kyle, I've been to El Paso many times. I've been along that border many times. And I can remember El Paso when it wasn't quite as pretty as it is today. And there were some definitely deplorable, pardon the pun, conditions in El Paso. But over a period of time, El Paso did the right thing, cleaned up their areas that were not all that great. Because they've got Fort Bliss, Texas there, which is a big military community. They have a very large contingent of Border Patrol there because you can literally throw a rock or walk across the Rio Grande, and I do mean walk across, and you're in America if you have a way of knowing how to jump the fence and all that stuff. So El Paso's come a long way. But one of the big things is the statistics on the crime in El Paso. Mm-hmm. El Paso is a very safe, has been up until now, a very safe border city.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, this gunman came from the Dallas area, drove a very long way in order to commit this terrible act of killing these innocent people. But, you know, unfortunately, what the mayor there is trying to head off, essentially, is, again, this
people like Beto O'Rourke.
People like Beto.
People like Julian Castro.
Well, that's right.
Yep.
This notion that the person responsible for this horrible murder, these horrible murders, is now coming to El Paso. That it's just so crazy. But of course, this is something. This is a narrative that the liberal Democrats, the far left, and even some in the media that have been complicit with this notion of labeling President Trump in such a way that when a terrible tragedy occurs, they pile on politically. It becomes some sort of fodder for them. And it's really terrible and disgusting to watch it happen right before our eyes. The people who have been affected by this tragedy, they are looking forward in many ways for the president to come there. He should go there, and he should try to heal this this issue.
All right, and folks, we'll be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and then we'll put a wrap on this El Paso thing. I got one more thing to say about that. And again, it's the progressive left liberal socialists that are stirring the fire. They won't be quiet. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Professor. And by the way, the professor's on the telephone line here with us right now. And before I go to him, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, out of Seattle, Washington. And a big shout out to everybody listening to us in Seattle on the Mega Talk stations up there, AM 920 and AM 1400, KITZ Radio. Now, Relief Factor has literally saved my painful life. I didn't know about them till about maybe 3 years ago, and I started taking the Relief Factor. I started out the way that you would start out, the 1995 3-week quick start plan. You take it exactly the way it tells you to take it to begin with. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not. It worked for me. I have arthritis. I've also had my back broken. Not once, but twice, had to have it fused the second time because of the danger that I ran with perhaps having it happen again and then paralyzing me. But I've also had ankle replacement, and I have problems with my ankle swelling because the good ankle tries to outdo the bad ankle that's been replaced. And you know how that goes, and then it starts swelling up and whatnot. And over the weekend, it proved to me again how beneficial it was, because I've been taking two of these packets a day. And you take one in the morning and one in the evening. That's what I've been doing. Well, I had to take a third one because I irritated my ankle when I went to the event I went to over the weekend. And when I was walking back to the truck, I started limping and all that stuff. And when I pulled my boot off, my ankle had swollen up large, big time. So I put my foot up in the air, put a little ice pack on it, and then I took a packet of Aleve. And in 30 minutes' time, the throbbing stopped, the pain stopped. The swelling was down, and I was back to normal within 30 minutes of time. And I can tell you it wasn't just the ice pack that did it. So I know Relief Factor works for me. All you got to do to check it out is go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start and try it exactly the way, use it exactly the way it says to do it, and we'll see if it doesn't work for you like it did me. Relieffactor.com/captain, the website. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You know, Kyle, the El Paso thing is tragic. 22 people have now died there. The shooter, they've got in custody. We're definitely going to probably find out more about whatever the problem is with him. But 26 out of the 27 last mass shooters, and by the way, to be a mass shooting, it only takes 4 victims. You know that, right?
Right.
So, consequently, you know, 4 victims is nothing in Chicago when they have one of their shootings, correct?
Oh, most sadly, yes.
Yeah, and as well as some other places. But to me, a mass shooting should be 10 people or more. That's a mass shooting. And you can definitely, and I'm talking about shot, wounded, killed, whatever. That should be the number 10. Anything below that, we shouldn't even be counting it. So the media has been over-exaggerating the point of all these. Oh, we've had 255 mass shootings in America this year. Yeah, well, some of the mass shootings were 4, 4, 4, 4, and 4. And, yeah, that's 4 too many, but it's not the same thing as 10, 15, 19, 20. And of those, we've only had a handful. So my point is that we need to take into reality here and stop all this nonsensical rhetoric and banning guns. And Cory Booker came out yesterday and said, well, Donald Trump needs to stop having these hateful rallies. He needs to cancel these rallies. That's just an area where they foster hate. Has he ever seen a rally and seen what goes on by the people that are there?
Yeah, I wonder. Well, of course, he's simply using that as a springboard to try to make it look as if now if President Trump has a rally, well, you know, he's turning a blind eye to the suffering and the terrible tragedies that are happening all around him. And, of course, that's not the case at all. I think that the Democrats in general are completely, in other words, it just doesn't compute to them how the president is able to even hold these rallies. There's not a candidate among the Democrats at this point who could field the same kind of response that the president has. And goodness gracious, even the Clintons, tried and true superstars of the Democrat Party, couldn't even hardly sell tickets to come see them and were discounting them at a great rate. And so I think that they're actually very, very concerned that they don't get the response that the president gets.
Well, they're not going to either, because the president has struck a nerve in America with the average Joe, the average blue-collar worker. And regardless of what they say on the other side of the aisle, their message is not getting across because nobody believes them. Now, let's go to why we're hearing about El Paso, and the shooter there over and over and over again because of the white supremacy thing. And we're not hearing anything about what took place in Dayton and this person there. Now, listen to CNN, who finally got something right when they reported about this individual and his Twitter account that surfaced, that they got a hold of, that where they call this guy very left-leaning, very confused, and retweeting all kinds of information, hate stuff about, and you want to talk about racism? Here it is.
He would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
A planned massacre that ended in his death 30 seconds after it began.
And Kate, add to this mystery a confusing Twitter account, which CNN has now confirmed belonged to the shooter and has been taken down. It is very left-leaning, pro-Antifa, anti-police. It seems to support progressive candidates in the Democratic Party. But also, why I say confusing, is he retweets support for gun control after the El Paso shooting. Investigators continue to dig here. Kate?
Yeah, a lot more to dig before jumping to any conclusions. Drew, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, they got the story right. It was accurately reported. Thank goodness for that, finally. But still, you're not hearing that. All you're hearing is El Paso.
Well, of course, because
for many whose job it is to report on these things, they see that the Dayton story does not advance the same kind of narrative that they are, shall we say, used to in this kind of thing. And it's very, very disturbing because, of course, hatred is hatred. And people who are disturbed, you know, they do these things, and we strive to try to identify it or understand the red flags, as it were, this kind of thing. But unfortunately, you still have people who want to divide us even further politically by blaming this candidate or blaming this president or blaming whatever. But instead, you have people out there like Antifa and others who are actually stirring up these kinds of hateful things. And, you know, there's no end in sight of it. And what it does is it causes normal, regular people who might have some different political opinions on certain things not to be able to come together. And that's also a tragedy in all of this.
Yeah, and of course, Elizabeth Warren is another one. I forgot to mention her in the mix because she's been knocking the president and going after him. Plus, she's been fundraising off this, using the words celebrated. Donald Trump was celebrated by the El Paso shootings suspect who's in custody. But she's not saying that in Dayton, the shooter there, Mr. Betts, supported her.
Well, exactly right. And again, you know, we're not playing that blame game, I know, but here's the thing. Will Elizabeth Warren, will she accept the challenge to shut down her campaign for, you know, temporarily and go over everything that she said and find out if she's at all helping to promote this kind of thing? Well, of course not, because that would be ridiculous. But for her to be, and again, it's all because of the political gain that she believes that she'll get for her or the party or the cause, what have you, that she's going after the president like that. And again, continuing to exacerbate the problems in our society rather than trying to be a healer. And that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're out in front of Mitch McConnell's house where he's recuperating from a broken shoulder, and CNN and the New York Times are pushing the violent anti-McConnell hashtag out there right now. And the New York Times also changed their front page the other day after social media outrage came from the far left about them actually reporting a story correctly, and they didn't care for the headline.
Well, that's right, and this is huge because it goes to the very heart of, is the media actually going to, number one, be independent, or are they going to cave to these kinds of pressures? And the headline, you know, was the president, you know, he talks about healing versus racism, or words to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that was simply not acceptable to the far left.
And we're going to stop with the shouting here, with the shooting stuff here, but we'll be back right after these messages coming up. But over the weekend, 53 people were shot in Chicago, 7 fatally, in a Democratic-controlled city.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is set to visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in the wake of both mass shootings over the weekend. Some politicians, including Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, blame what they call a rhetoric of hate and racism from the Trump administration's on the shooting. Police believe the alleged shooter may have been targeting Hispanic people. This El Paso woman says emotions are still too raw for a trip from the president.
It's just too soon for him to be really welcomed and accepted. I think if he had waited a week, I think it would have been fine, but not now.
But another woman thinks politics should be set aside and people should respect that the president is coming all the way to El Paso in a time of crisis.
As the president of the United States, he garners my respect for being the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, Mike Gallagher, if you're listening, and he might be, you never know what he's up to, you got two cannolis in the refrigerator in the back room, compliments of your friends down in Sarasota, Paisanos. Better get to them. They're frozen, but they're there for you. So, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the largest, second largest, rather, personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. Now, Geico can be found by going on the web, Geico, GEICO.com. They do provide coverage for just about anything that you own, your car, your truck that you're driving. Also, they'll cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and it can even help you with the homeowners and renters insurance that they have through the Geico Insurance Agency office closest to you. So, go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. Find out where that agent is, unless, of course, they're listed in a phone book as such, if you have a phone book. Many people these days don't. They use their smartphones and computers and all that sort of stuff. That's fine. Whatever you do, Geico, GEICO.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to mention something that one of our Uber drivers shot into us, and it's David. And good morning, David. He says, good morning, Captain. Just wanted to comment on the rhetoric regarding the shootings this past weekend. The bottom line is wrong, and they highlight political talking points at the expense of innocent lives is wrong. Well, that's correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct. That's what we're trying to tell everybody. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever you are in the matter here. You need to respect what's the people that have lost their lives here and stop this nonsense like this Castro campaign. He's posted a target list for Trump donors in Texas. What do you think that's going to do to help things?
You know, Captain, I am so deeply concerned about this this irresponsible act that Julian Castro has done. Because, you know, you have Beto O'Rourke on the one hand trying to compare President Trump to 1930s Germany, and Nazi rhetoric and so forth. But goodness gracious, essentially, and because again, the idea that there are crackpots that out there that get sort of stimulated by this or activated in some way, but yet suddenly, if you put up a list of people, hey, these are the people that are helping Trump, and we all know Trump's a racist and a Nazi and all this other stuff, and then what happens if somebody gets hurt or somebody's business is attacked or some other kind of thing happens? Well, that's on Julian Castro, I would say, to be completely irresponsible. This is the idea of stormtroopers and so forth. This is crazy.
And we need to change gears now because there's still other things we have to talk about. In lieu of all of this right now, we've got Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, who is trying to sue the federal government to get his job and back pay back.
He is suing the federal government. He wants to be reinstated. And, gee, I don't know, a little bit of levity here. We could say, sure, we'll reinstate you right away, Peter Strzok. We got some restrooms we need cleaned. at the FBI headquarters or
something. Give him a broom and let him go do his thing, literally.
Exactly. But of course, he's talking about the idea that his constitutional rights were somehow violated, these different texts that came out and so forth. But correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he text back and forth to his girlfriend essentially on FBI issued smartphones?
Yeah.
I think he did. Yeah. And so, you know, the very fact that, I mean, honestly, in a regular world, Captain, a normal person, if they actually had done what Peter Strzok has done and said the things that he said and so forth, you kind of want to slink away and never be heard from again if it came out that, you know, you were saying all these things and in a position of power to make a difference in trying to have a backup plan and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and we need to mention just briefly here that the United Kingdom has joined the United States Navy in the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman to safely provide transport and security for the ships going through there. Now, a lot of these ships have got private security on board the ships. I'm not sure that the Iranians know which ships those are, but they might get a surprise one of these times when they come up with their fast boats and try to pull up beside a ship, and all of a sudden they get opened up on by automatic weapons on board that vessel.
Well, that's exactly right, and so it's definitely, as you said, they don't know, you know, which ships have what kind of armaments or firepower. I seem to recall that just recently there was some idea of the UK maybe perhaps not having enough ships of their own and so forth to do this kind of operation on their own, but yes, they are joining with the U.S. in order to help protect these vessels. And as the tensions go up and the sanctions are even being put upon the equivalent of the foreign minister, basically,
uh-huh,
Iran and so forth, tensions are very high, and we're going to see more events like we saw the other day.
Now, there's some political news that's coming back to Utah with the former, and I say former because he resigned yesterday, Russian Ambassador John Huntsman, who may be coming back to Utah to run for governor.
Yes, he served two terms, I think, before.
Yep.
And then I think October 3rd is going to be the final day for him.
Yep.
But yeah, he could be looking to serve another term as governor. He's sort of been in the middle of a very tense relationship, it would seem, between the U.S. and Russia, which is interesting to me because I thought that President Trump was an agent of Putin. You'd think everything would be pretty hunky-dory, but you know, outside of the Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler world, it really isn't hunky-dory between the United States and Russia, and this is something that John Huntsman, Ambassador Huntsman, has talked about with President Trump, we understand, and there's even an unconfirmed report that the two had talked last week or so, talking about the need perhaps to make a change in this. And again, it would seem that he wants to come back and perhaps run for office again in Utah, yes.
Right, and we're hearing from Larry Kudlow that the USA is going to win the trade war with China because China's economy is falling rapidly.
Well, that's right. And what he talked about is the idea that China's own GDP He says it's likely inflated by several points, continues to degrade, basically. So the Chinese, of course, you know, they put on a pretty good face for things. They understand the strategy of it all, and there's no doubt about that. We're dealing with a very powerful force in China economically, but they're having problems of their own. I think the president, with his business acumen and the ability to read things like this, I think he understands exactly what's going on, and President Trump understands as well that you got to play a long game, because the Chinese certainly are playing a long game. It's so much so, Captain, that the president even remarked the other day that he thought perhaps the Chinese government is simply waiting to see what happens in the election. Perhaps they might get back to where they started if they get a different president who wouldn't stand up.
Yeah, and we'll close out with this. The ACLU has announced that they're going to sue the Trump administration over the fast-track deportations that the administration is now doing. To that, I say, I hope they lose.
Well, they are going to bring this this lawsuit. The basis of this rule change is to try to, number one, be able to deal with people found in the country, in the space of a certain period of time, if they can't prove that they've been residents, have a residency here for a time.
Well, especially the ones that have committed crimes.
And the ones that have committed crimes,
yeah,
and so forth. And then also it has to do with the overcrowding issue and so forth in detention centers. But, of course, it's going to be spun that this is another family separation, evil plan by President Trump. It'll be challenged, but we'll see how that works
out. Well, if they're in this country illegally, number one, and they've committed crimes illegally, especially violent crimes, okay, all of which is illegal, everything I mentioned, we need to get them out. We need to just grab them, if we can grab them, and see ya, goodbye, gone.
Well, right, and one would think, of course, that there's going to be, as part of this legal challenge, perhaps there's also going to be other rulings that may come down about this, which might have to do with asylum claims and so forth. But again, you know, the president's trying to, create an atmosphere here too, where people understand that there's going to be enforcement. And for some reason, over on the left side of the aisle, they can't conceive of the idea of enforcement.
Yeah, you're right. And, you won't be around Wednesday night, because Wednesday night into Thursday we're going to have Wayne Allen Root. So we'll talk to you again on Thursday night into Friday. So tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. And yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you again Thursday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. And again, coming up on our next show, Wednesday night for the West Coasters, Thursday morning for us, we will have our buddy Wayne Allen Root on. He's got plenty to say. He reached out to me and said, hey, I got to come on your show. I said, okay, well, let's do it. I'll be right back. Truckers and Highway, Byway Report coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep the football on the pedal, some devil mind them breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loading up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Alrighty, and a howdy howdy to all those over the road truckers out there tonight, all the drivers out there, whether that you're driving a taxi cab, an Uber, or a Lyft vehicle, a bus, charter bus, or one of the tour buses out there. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and listening to us and the comments you're making. Big shout out to Trucker Mark, big shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog, and also to Trucker Eric, we heard from tonight, and Steve the Steel Hauler. Believe it or not, chimed in tonight. He is on the Florida Turnpike, headed down to deliver in the morning down to Miami, a load of steel. He's coming out of Pittsburgh. So howdy, howdy. Brand new listener, at least I haven't heard from him before. Steve the Steel Hauler coming down out of Pittsburgh with that load of steel. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Because you remember back in the day, you'd run into a Pilot, grab a hot dog, a bag of chips, a soda, out the door, and you was gone. Either that or a cup of coffee, because that's about all he had. Well, we'll tell you all about here at the end of the weather, traffic, truckers and weather segment here about what they've got there now, because it's really become your home away from home on the road. Now, hot and humid conditions will continue to build from the central plains all the way over into the deep south. And we're talking about coming over into Louisiana and parts of Mississippi today, maybe even Alabama. But the heat advisories have been issued for parts of the central plains. Now, this goes to about a third of Texas, into about half of Oklahoma, into about a third of Kansas, also into Arkansas, the southern half of Arkansas, and the northern half of Louisiana, and the western third of Mississippi right now, all going to have high heat index temperatures well over 100 degrees, temperatures approaching 100 in a lot of those areas. So, the other problem, while this continues into the weekend with hot and very humid conditions, is going to be what's off to the east of that. Now, severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the upper Midwest. Again, talking about South Dakota, talking about Minnesota, talking about Wisconsin, talking about Iowa, talking about Illinois, Indiana, parts of Michigan, also parts of Ohio, and down into Kentucky, Tennessee, and even the northern parts of Alabama, and along the eastern seaboard, and even Florida will get into the mix today with the possibility of some bad thunder boomers. Now, the flash flooding will be possible predominantly in the middle Atlantic and upper Midwest, across portions of the south central plains as well. Now, besides the heat index we told you about right now in Kansas, in Oklahoma, and certainly the metroplex of Texas, where it's very, very hot. If you're going up into Arkansas, coming out of Dallas on, say, I-30 towards Little Rock, and then going north or east out of there, you're going to have some really hot conditions going that way. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions out in the state of Nevada tonight, all along I-80. So if you're on I-80 tonight, and you're going from Reno all the way over east to Salt Lake City, you could have some interesting weather over the course of the evening or over the course of tomorrow, as there are conditions are favorable there to produce not only some pretty good thunderstorms, but also some high winds and some other things. Now, we do have on the California side of Reno, Truckee, and down into Auburn Hills, and even down in and around Sacramento and north of Sacramento, we've got a fire threat advisory tonight, which is at the severe level, as well as the central part of Oregon to the east of Medford. We have a severe fire threat warning there, so be careful in that area. Again, unsettled weather conditions for northern Oregon, coming down off of, coming out of Idaho, and coming down I-84 and going down through the Hood River Valley. You've got unsettled weather conditions there. Now, on the Washington state side again, same areas as yesterday, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, over into Wenatchee and over into Moss Lake, high heat temperatures again, high heat indexes, hottest weather of the year so far there, temperatures approaching 100 degrees all through that area, and the entire eastern half of Washington state tonight is under that same threat. Now, Florida looking good weather-wise. Could be some thunderstorms along the I-4 corridor. We do have some rain out there in the Gulf looks like it's trying to work its way on shore. And the rain this morning will be pretty much early. And then the weather, the predominant winds blowing out of the west to the east, will blow the storms or whatever tries to happen in terms of rain off to the east, which is where it'll stay pretty much through the rest of the day until the evening when it may push back the other way. May. I emphasize the word may. So, let's talk about our sponsor. Now, I've been in a number of pilots over the years. I remember when they used to be the hot dog king of the highway. And if you just wanted to get cheap fuel, which they always had cheap fuel because they had nothing to offer. That's why the fuel was cheap. You go in there, grab you a hot dog, grab you a bag of chips, a soda, a cup of coffee, whatever the situation might be, and out the door you go, very quick, all fast service. It was kind of like the McDonald's of the trucking industry, but they didn't have the McDonald's. So I get it. But now, with the expansion of Pilot, with the expansion of some of the travel centers that they bought and then converted them to Pilots, with the expansion of Flying J, and modernizing a lot of their truck stops to where they're state-of-the-art right now, you've got a real home away from home for the truckers. And they are really fancy. Now, it's not uncommon to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, and a full-service Dunkin' Donuts in any one of these truck stops either. Or you might find a couple. You might find a sit-down restaurant of a Denny's, and you might find a Pizza Hut. Or you might find a sit-down restaurant of a Huddle House, and you might find a Wendy's. Or Moe's Southwest Grill and an Arby's. Or a Dairy Queen, whatever. And you might even have in some of them, the bigger ones, three. You might have a Dairy Queen, you might have a Denny's, and you might have a Pizza Hut. I've seen that in some of their locations out west in the bigger ones where they get their start. So, Pilot, Flying J, the place to go if you're a trucker. Give them a shout out. And when you go there, by the way, give them a try. When you go there, tell them the captain sent you. And we want to thank Valdosta. We want to thank Lake Park for playing our show up there so everybody can hear us. And a big howdy-howdy to you up there in southern Georgia and North Florida right along the line. By the way, just heard from Charlie here not 30 seconds ago. He and the boys are almost to their turnaround point to where they drop hook and go back to Atlanta. They bring the trailers up to them out of Florida with the loads going north, the pups that they bring down from FedEx Ground, and then they bring down the stuff from Atlanta going into Florida, whether it's Tampa, Orlando, or points south like Miami. So there you go. So you guys, truck them safe out there, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming back after the top of the hour news. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We're the boss of applesauce, and don't you forget it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.